Avodah Zarah Chav Dalet Amud Beis has in it a Taisus, Dibra Maskel Para. It's a Taisus which appears also in Ma'iz Katan and in Chulin. And Taisus here establishes this klal that Nishtana Hateva, that certain things that say in Shas and even in Shulchan Aruch are changed, not because we have the authority to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. Nishtana Hateva, physical facts changed. The example here is that the Gemara says that a cow doesn't give birth until it's about Shalosh Shanim. And we see that a younger para does give birth. So we see Nishtana Hateva, that certain things have changed. And there are many rayas that it has to be so. And I'll give you what I think is the best raya. The Gemara says, Ramea Shita is, that a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua, a woman that doesn't have the same veset for nida every month, Remeir holds his chayish lemiyuta, he owes a tzosefa to get married. If she doesn't have a vest kavua, she's not going to get married because you never know when she'll become a nida. If we were passing like Remeir, we'd be in a lot of trouble today. Because today, no women have a vest kavua. It would be impossible for anybody to get married. So it's obvious that it was Nishtana Hateva. Rabbi Yaakov used to say that in his lifetime, which was about 100 years, Teteva changed, he said, in two areas. He said when he got married, women still had a vest kavua, they still had a regular cycle, and today none of them do. And he said that when he was younger, an 8-month pregnancy, the child was never born alive. A 7-month was born alive, a 9-month, like it says in Gemara, but an 8-month child was never born breathing. And today, it changed. So there's this concept of Nishtana Hateva, which Taisus says, and is brought in the Paiskim in numerous places, in Archaim, Yeridei, and Nevenezer. Now, in general, first of all, it creates something of a difficulty in halacha. It's very hard, if you'll open up a Shulchan Aruch and it says something, and you don't know what to do with it. I'll give you an example. It says the Feirish in Simin Shinchav Ches and Hilchos Shabbos that if someone gets a maka al gav hayad, it's a sakaras nefashis. If someone gets a wound that's bleeding on the gav hayad, on the top of the hand, that's sakaras nefashis yimachal Shabbos. Now, if someone would ask me a shayla, do I think it's sakaras nefashis if you get a maka on the gav hayad? We've gotten makas on the hand, and we don't see it that way. What are you going to do? In Dinei Nefashis, you're going to pass it not like it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's very, very difficult. Nishtana Hateva. When things change, we're used to, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you see the halacha, and that's what you do. It's very hard to know when to say Nishtana Hateva. There's a Yamshel Shloima in Chulin, a Marshal, who says there's a Cheirim Kadmainim against doing any refuah in Shas. In Shas, there are a lot of refuahs. Nishtana Hateva, they don't necessarily work. So the Marshal says that there's a Cheirim Kadmainim against trying them, because people will be mighty laws on the Gemara. And it's the same problem. It's something that says Beferish, and it's not physically necessarily so. It's interesting, Rabbi Kivager in Shulchan Aruch says, except for one refuah in Shas, that if someone gets a bone stuck in their throat, it says a refuah to mash some of the fish into their forehead and say a lachash. And that works. And I once had a guest at the Shabbos table. He says, oh, he wants to say for Ravelsky. Ravelsky did it. Someone's coughing on a bone. So Ravelsky quickly grabbed some fish, mashed it in his head, and said a lachash, and it scared him so badly that he coughed it up immediately. Like it wasn't a lachash. So, all right, so this is the general overview of what? Jaundice with the pigeon. All right, I'm not sure what to say about the jaundice with the pigeon, but that's not in Gemara. See, the jaundice with the pigeon is something that either it's real or it's not real, but it's not a problem with Shas. It's a refuah that's known among Jibanya. And here's where the issue comes out. Ramesh has two very sadistic achuvas on this topic. And this is where it comes up, halacha l'maaseh. The tumul is about treifus. about a treif, an animal that's a treifer. If you have an animal that has a treifus, we all know treifus means the animal doesn't live 12 months. The animal's treif. You find a hole in the brain, so it means it's not going to live 12 months, it's treif. You find a hole in the lung, it's not going to live 12 months, it's treif. Lamaisa, there are things that say in Shulchan Aruch that are treif, and animals live. And animals live. Why are we making this? Why are we throwing out them the meat? Why are we selling it to Goyim? Lamaisa, they live. On this issue of treifus, there are a couple of classic tshuvas. The first is the Rashba. Somebody wrote the Rashba letter that one of the treifus in Chazal lives. We have one and it's living. So the Rashba writes a very angry letter. He says, I don't believe you. And if 100 people will say, hey, this, I won't be makabel. Chazal say you can't live 12 months. You can't live 12 months, that's it. And then he says, Agav, the one you're talking about, I have a teretz for. The trade, not important for our discussion today. The one you're talking about, I have an answer for. But I'm not makabel, no such thing. If the Torah says it's a treifa, it's a treifa. And the animal can't live 12 months. That's what it says in the Rashba. The Rambam says Beferish not that way. Ramesha brings it here in the second paragraph I marked off, the Lush of the Rambam. He says Beferish, Afal Pisha Yirid Bedache Rafuah Shibiadenu, Shemiktsosan Einon Mamisin, Vefshisha Tichya Mehen, Ein Lachoela Mashabanu Chacham. Says even though some of them live, Ramesha brings that the missing appendix is a treifus in the time of Chazal. Sanya Divi is the appendix. It's one of the treifus. Ramesha says today there are millions of people who have the appendix removed, and not only they don't get sicker, they get healthier. So it has to be Nishana Hateva. So what do we do lahalacha? So by treifus we say, the Rambam says, Ein lecha ela masha manu chachamim. It's treif, because Chazal said it's treif, so it's treif. Alright, so the Kabbalah and the Kabbal, that the Chazal said it's treif, so it remains treif, whatever Chazal said. Now, the Moshe's tshuva here is about a din of Petsua Daka. Petsua Daka, Kroshufcha Petsua Daka, are certain injuries to the reproductive organs of a man that make a man forbidden to marry into Klal Yisrael. That forbid a man to marry into Klal Yisrael. And one that Ramesh is talking about here is Nikiv Habeya. If there's a testicle is missing, a little bit of the meat of the testicle, Nikiv Habeya, it's a psuada, it's a kroshuvcha, it's a daka, and you're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Now I have to tell you that today there are a lot of conditions for which it's very common, it's almost routine, that these things are done. One of the common ones is babies that are born with undescended testicles. There, it's not uncommon that a baby is born and the testicle in the mother's womb starts in the groin area, and as the baby develops, it descends down into its proper place. An undescended testicle is a common thing. It's repaired with a very simple operation. And the routine is to take a mashu of the beya for analysis to make sure that there are no other problems. Now, parents have no idea. Baby has undescended testicle. They take, what are you taking? They take a mashu out of it just to test. Technically, the baby now can never marry Chalila into Klal Yisrael. Krishna from Suadaka can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Ramesha here has a tshuva, which I think is makubal, at least in America, that kreshuvcha p'tzua daka in the time of Chazal couldn't give birth, couldn't be meila children. Couldn't be meila. Once a kreshuvcha p'tzua daka, you could not be meila. B'zman hazeh, s'nishtana hateva. It doesn't affect the ability of the child to be meila. So Ramesha says, today it's not a p'tzua daka. It's not an issue of p'tzua daka. And therefore, Ramesha paskins that such a person is mutabakal, and you don't even have to refrain from doing it. If there's a reason to do it, you don't have to refrain from doing it. Now, the obvious problem here is 1 minute. We say nishtana ateva, the treifas don't die. Nishtana ateva, the ptsuadaka is mailed. By treifas, you're telling me, well, once Chazal counted treifas, it remains treif, even though today they live. And by ptsuadaka, you're telling me, well, it's nishtana ateva, so the halacha changes. Make up your mind. How do you differentiate? Yes.
By a human being, it wasn't shot, he wasn't put on the due test of faith. There were certain things that we know that would forbid, that he wasn't able to have their children. If the tenet changed and he had it, fine. The other one with the due test of faith is, that shot that he can or cannot really last a year. It's already had the shame on all due test faces that even if he could live the year, it's no way it's happened as far as part of the AP. And no matter what, you cannot.
Yeah, we did one word. You're right. Ramesha says to give a gather to this. It's to give a gather. Yep. But change, the animal could live today, and then it couldn't live. What? The results changed. And by the animal, also the results changed. See what. The Hagdara Ramosha gives us this. It says it depends what comes with Mesaira. What comes with Mesaira? By Treifis, the Chazal started with a number, Yudches Treifis. There are 18 broad categories of Treifis. The Rambam subdivides it into 70 narrower categories. The Mesaira is the Yudches Treifis. In other words, the particular Treifis are what comes down to us, the Mesaira, as the Halacha. But Kershufcha B'tzuadaka, it didn't come to us as Yudches Mumim, or a number of Mumim. What came down to us is the fact that somebody has an injury that affects his ability to reproduce, that's a B'tzuadaka. All right, so in the time of the Gemara, they sat down and they made a cheshbon. What are such things? The difference is what the halacha that came down from Sinai. The halacha that came down from Sinai is just the result. And that's what we were saying. If the halacha that came from Sinai is the result of Tzuadak Rishav is someone who has this problem, so then it's based on the result. If the halacha that came down from Sinai is a Mesaira of Yudches Treifis, of categories, specific categories of Treifis, that remains. L'dayre dayris, that remains. The simin l'davar is that they don't live Yud Beis Chaydish, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if today they live Yud Beis Chaydish. That's the Hagdara that Rav Moshe gives in this tshuva. So you have to know how to shots up. These type of things need G'dayle Adar to Paskin. It's very, very hard. Very hard to know with Nishtana Teva, when, what, and where. It's really hard to know. I'll tell you that the Metzitza controversy also has, if we'll allow that Metzitza then was a Sakana. And today it's not a Sakana. They did Metzitza, it was a Sakana. Today it's not a Sakana. So what does that mean? Does Nishtana HaTeva change the Halacha? It doesn't change the Halacha. It really comes down to almost the same Shaila. Almost the same Shaila. Is Metzitza given to us by Mesaira? So the Gemara says it's to alleviate Sakana. But if it was given to us, it's like the Yudches Treifis. We have to do it. Or is it only for the result, in which case today you don't have to? That's really what the Machlaikis is about. It's not a Machlaikis in the 21st, even the 20th century. The Machlaikis goes back to the generation of the Ktzais. The Ktzais has a piece of it. The Chazay Nish comes along with an innovative Gevaldige Geder. I don't know how he holds by Ptsuadaka, because his tshuva, it was a letter, it was originally a tshuva. It's printed in the Chazay Nish in Yerideya. I think it's Simon Hay, Ois Gimel. He says the following. He says something very beautiful. He says, the Gemara says, actually here in Avodah Zarah and Daftes, that the world is 6,000 years. Shtei Alfim Tayu. First 2,000 years is Tayu. The middle 2,000 years is Taira. And that starts from when Avraham Avinu started to be Mekarev people. And the year 2000 to the year 4,000. 4,000 is roughly the year of the Churban Bayis Sheni, and then the last 2,000 years, Yemaisa Mashiach, are the years where Mashiach, hopefully, we've been waiting, but we're waiting for him to come. So the Chazinish, what's Pshat? Shtei Alfim Torah. The middle 2,000 years is Torah. So the Chazinish, all Dine Torah that are Toli in Mitzias are Toli in the Mitzias of the middle 2,000 years. The middle 2,000 years touches up Torah. Because Mashiach could have come the beginning of the last 2,000, could have come the first year. Torah can't change. The Mitzias HaDvarim of Torah is the middle 2,000 years. If the middle 2,000 years, the Teva was that an animal with this marker would die within 12 months, that Paschal's eyes, that's Teich Trefis. The Torah is defined by the middle, by the Shtei Alfim Torah. So that's, you may be right. The Chazainish says this Hagdara, that whatever is the Mitzias in the middle 2,000 years, that remains the optaich of Torah. Presumably he would hold that way, Mitzitz are the same. Maybe Tzuadaka he would hold that way also. It's a... It's a... What? How can you be locked in with the... It's, all right, let me tell you, yeah. The Chazinish writes, in that letter, he writes that certain things, certain treifas live because of refuas that we have. And he brings the Gemara that Avraham Avinu had a stone that healed everything, there was a sefer refuas of Shlomo HaMelech. So that he allows for, but it doesn't answer all the cases. Because one of the cases is if an animal is missing its hind leg, it's a treifa. Today, without any surgery, an animal is missing a hind leg, it lives. It could live. So it's problematic. It's an issue, and all the Yudches Treifas are by people too. Loyaleinu, people missing a leg could live. So we don't even know medically why would anybody think they can. So it's an issue. But the Chazanish has this Hagdara of the 2,000 years. I don't know what he holds by Ptsuadaka. Could be he holds by Ptsuadaka that it's problematic. It could be, but the Hagdara of the Chazanish, the Se'af and Torah, gives it a very a geshmaka take. So it explains that Hagdara is the middle 2,000 years. That teaches Torah. Yeah, explains the Yudches Treifas. But when the Chazanish said it, it counts. When we said it, you know, it's I'll tell you, there's a tshuva. The Ishtana Teva is very hard. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer about fish and meat together. He says it looks to him like Nishtana HaTeva. It's not a sakana. Whoever heard today, it's a sakana meat and fish. He says, but it's a minig Yisrael. It's a minig Yisrael we can't start up. He says, Blias and a Keli, you could certainly be Mekel. So it's not clear there was ever a minig. It's hard. It's very hard to know. When do you say Nishtana HaTeva? All right. Yeah, okay. All right, bottom line, I wanted to share with you the Rajba's tshuva. He says, 100 people will tell me I won't believe it, but Rav Moshe said there are a million living with, maybe a million will tell that you would believe it, I don't know. And Rav Moshe's tshuva and the Chazanish, these are the classics on Nishtana HaTeva. I didn't share this ever.